Before I was saved, I had this question. Why am I here and what purpose do I have in my life? I didn't understand. Even though I had a good job, making a good income, I was empty on the inside. But the day I got saved, all of a sudden, I knew and understood the purpose that God had for me in my life, to live for Him and serve Him.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
The Apostle Paul knew, he was convinced, he was persuaded that nothing could separate him from the love of God. He knew that the Lord loved him, no matter how difficult life may be, the pressures of life, trials, persecution, loneliness. He knew that God loved him. You know, in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, Paul had the revelation as he said, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose." Now listen, my friend, just because we're saved doesn't exclude us from trials or difficulties. Understand, my friend, that God is working in you and he's sanctifying you and changing you. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 8 and verse 30. "Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified." What do we see in these verses? Well, we see the progression of the sanctifying work of God. Now, my friend, this is glorious because right now God is working in you. That means you have purpose in life. God has purpose for you. So many are walking the streets as we speak without purpose. They have no idea of why they exist. But you have purpose and a future and a hope. And God is working that purpose in you right now as we speak. Well, what does the word predestined mean? It means this, that God chose beforehand. You see, God is not limited by time as you and I are. You see, this word doesn't mean that God chose some to be saved and some not to be saved. Not at all. This simply means that God has all knowledge, and he knows those who will accept his invitation to salvation. He knows those who will give their lives to him. Yet God, in his infinite mercy, reaches out and gives all the opportunity to accept his love. For the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." See, God desires for all to be saved, but we know this, that not all will be saved. That's because it's a choice. God will not force you to be saved, and he will not force you to serve him or to obey him. But God does call out to you. You, my beloved child, are called by God, called out of sin, called out of the world, called out of Egypt. We are the church, the ecclesia, the called out ones. You see, we have been called of God, called out of darkness into his marvelous light, called to serve him, called to live for him, called to be holy, called to praise him, and called to be faithful, called to glorify his name, and called to be conformed into the image of his Son. Through it all, we have been called, though trial or hardship or suffering or difficulty or tragedy or calamity or disaster, we have been called by God. We belong to God, and God has predestined us to his purpose. Praise the Lord. Even in suffering and persecution, Paul wanted the saints of God to know that God had not forsaken them. They were not alone, for God was with them. Praise the Lord. The presence of the Lord. God sees all things. God knows all things. And the Bible says that his eye is on the righteous. Praise the Lord. So no matter what you're going through, know this, that God is doing the sanctifying work in your life, that you're called of God to live holy, to live for the Lord, to be faithful to him, and that God loves you regardless, that he's with you. And if God be for you, my friend, who can be against you?
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.